If you have something in your life that needs to be changed, go to the Word of God. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland teaches us how to believe you receive by faith. Now, let's join Gloria.
We're going to talk today about faith. Faith comes by hearing. Faith hears, faith believes, faith speaks, and faith takes whatever it is that's according to God's will. And He wants us to have abundance and plenty. He doesn't want you to have things that, you know, bad things, sin things. I mean, you shouldn't be believing for Jack Daniels or anything like that. You need to get delivered from that. Dear me. But faith hears, faith believes. That's Mark. We're reading here in Mark. This is great faith. I have so many notes in this page, I can hardly see the reading for the writing. Anyway, Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. So do you see any option in that statement?
No.
He told them to have it. We're to have it. And to have it, we have to spend time, put our eyes and ears on the Word of God and take it. Amen? It's the only way you get faith. For verily, Jesus said, I say unto you that whosoever, that would be you and me, no doubt, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, the problem, the sickness, the cancer, the situation, whosoever would say unto the mountain, the thing that's in the way, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. So we got to talk to things. If sickness tries to come on you, you talk to it. I mean, it's good for somebody else to pray too, but if something's trying to come on me, I'm going to talk to it. First time I see it trying to come on my body, I'm going to say, no, you don't, devil. You get off my body. Fever, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Pain, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, get right on it and don't be bashful. Whosoever, are you a whosoever? Well, then this is what whosoever should do. Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, what is the cure for doubt in your heart? The Word of God in your eyes, in your ears, and in your mouth. Begin to say what God says. If He says you're healed, you say you're healed. God's not a man that He should lie. If He said it, you can say it. If He says, believe you receive when you pray, you say, I believe I receive that money I need. I believe I receive that amount, whatever it is. I believe I receive it and I take it. Ministering spirits, you go get my money and get it to me. Take it. Now, what happens when you take it? You leave the place of prayer with it. You say, I have it. I have that. I have that money that I need. I have that $1,000. I have it. I took it in the name of Jesus, and I have it. It's mine. I have it, or whatever it is, car, house, healing. That's the way you do it. This is the way you walk by faith. It's very familiar to you, but it's not just familiar, just won't cut it. You got to actually do it. You actually have to talk to the mountain. You have to release your faith. Whosoever, that's me, shall say unto this mountain, problem, sickness, situation, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Well, how do you get rid of doubt in your heart? You put the Word of God in your eyes, in your ears, let it affect your head, your thinking, your mental processes, and let it get down in your heart, and it'll come back up talking to you. Yeah. You'll just have this thought, oh, that's what I should do. You get a bill you can't pay, you just say, Lord, show me how do I pray about this? I believe I receive money to pay this bill on time. And don't wait until you get the bill. If you know it's coming, believe God for an amount of money. If you need $2,000 a month to pay bills, believe for $2,000 a month. Take $2,000 a month. Take it with your faith. Amen. take it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whosoever, if that would be you and me, Jesus said, I say unto you and me, Gloria and you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. You know, you think, well, my bills are so big. That's a big deal. Well, what about a mountain? I don't think you have little mountains. I mean, they're all, even little mountains are big mountains. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, situation, problem, bills, be thou removed, mountain, be thou cast into the sea. This person believes, he says, you got to put your mouth in gear. You say it, you cast it out, and you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe. Now here's the key to this scripture right here. This person believes that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Things, not just one thing. Now you've got this problem and now all of a sudden you're going to come against that and you didn't pay any attention to the last 45 times you said you'd never get out from under that debt. See, you can't say things out here and then one thing in prayer. You got to center in on what you want to come to pass. And if you're believing God to get out of debt, talk to debt and command it to get out of your life. Ask the Lord to show you how to do it, help you do it. I believe I receive myself free and clear of all debt. You keep tithing, you keep sowing, you keep saying. Tithing, sowing, saying. What are you saying? You're saying, I believe I've received being debt free. I call myself debt free. I am debt free. I call myself debt free. And oh, and this is another little bottom liner here. You quit borrowing money. You know, God just, I mean, you can't fool God. If you believe to get out of debt and you're still borrowing money, you're not serious. Say, well, I needed that. You didn't have to have that. Quit. If you want to get out of debt, quit borrowing money. If you want to get out of the hole, quit digging. Remember that. That's the theory of the hole. If you want out of the hole, quit digging. I'm telling you, you'll be so glad if you'll just get on the Word of God with your finances. I'm talking about finances today a lot, but I'm telling you, people are, that's one thing that makes people sick. They worry and they fret over things. And then you got to be a tither, a sower, a sayer, a believer, a sayer, standing on the Word of God. And the same thing is true if you're believing God to be healed. You take the Word of God and you say that. You say that. I am healed by His stripes. I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. I'm standing on Isaiah 53. I am healed. You have a pain, what do you say? I am healed. The doctor says you're sick. You don't have to tell the doctor anything if you don't want to, but what you say is important. I say I'm healed. I am healed. I am healed. I say my bills are paid. I say that I'm out of debt. I recommend to every one of you that you get out of debt. You can do it on the Word of God. I know you can do it because the Bible says we can do whatever we believe and ask for and believe, and it's according to our faith. But here now, here's the faith thing you got to watch for. You got to watch what you say. What you say with this mouth, it's what you really believe. So if you're believing to get out of debt and it seems slow and you say, well, you know, I don't know if this is going to work or not. We're not ever going to get out of debt. No, it's not going to work and you probably won't ever get out of debt. Why? Because you're saying the wrong thing. That faith, what you say with your mouth, you're releasing something. Jesus said we can have what we say. So if we say wrong and things we don't want, we're going to get things we don't want. But if we say right, now if you want to get out of debt, here's what you do. You, the two of you, say your husband and wife, you come together and you have your bills out there on the table. And you have your scriptures that you're standing on, your financial scriptures. And you pray over those and you say those scriptures and you command every one of those bills to be paid and you quit borrowing money until they are paid. See, you're not serious if you do that and then you don't go down and open a revolving charge somewhere. I'm talking about if you're serious, you can get out of debt. It took us 11 months to get out of debt, but we never had to go back. Glory to God. A lot of years ago. So he's no dummy. He knows if you're serious or not. And if you do all that and then you don't follow through, well, you crashed. Well, what do you do then? Do it again. Start over. Amen. Here's what we have to be persistent. And the things of the Spirit. Somebody said to Brother Hagin, or I believe it was Brother Hagin. Somebody said to somebody, I think it was Brother Hagin, you'd say something good about the devil. He said, well, he is a persistent cuss. And he was right about that. He stays on the job, doesn't he? So what do we have to do? We have to stay on the job too. Saying, no, you don't. Don't touch that devil. That's not yours. That's mine. That's my child. That's my money. Don't touch it in the name of Jesus. That's my job. Amen. If you get fired, say, thank you, Jesus. I believe I received the best job I've ever had. Yeah. Ever had. What am I telling you? Get on the positive side. Start saying good things about yourself and about your situation. Quit saying things that are not giving God anything to work with, but giving the devil something to work with. That's what we do with the Word of God. We give God something to work with. When we say and we believe, we first of all, we put those scriptures in our eyes and our ears. They get down in our heart. We keep putting it in. It gets down there in abundance. And it begins to come out our mouth with faith. Amen. We can't quit this. I wouldn't go back to living normal for anything. Amen. We don't aspire to be normal. We aspire to be healed. Yes. We aspire to be out of debt. Yes. We aspire to have abundance. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God is no respecter of persons. And if you go after it with the word, you'll get it. Yes. Whatever it is. Big, little. Well, I don't think that'd work for me. It won't. You have to have faith to do those things. But the key is that we know where to get faith. Yes. Feed on the scriptures. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have faith. The Bible says, Jesus just said right here in Mark, have faith in God. Have faith. That's not an option. For I'm telling you the truth. Verily it says, I say unto you that whosoever, you say, well, that stuff wouldn't work for me. Well, if you're not a whosoever, what are you? Whosoever shall say unto the mountain, the problem, the situation, be removed, be fixed, get into the sea, and not doubt in his heart. Now, what is the cure for doubt? Where? In eyes and in your ears, and it gets in your heart. But shall believe, now this is a key right here, that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Things. See, you got to start believing what you say. If you're blowing a lot of smoke, it might be hard, but you got to start believing what you say is coming to pass. We're talking about your heart, your mouth, what you say. Those things which he saith, he has to believe, or she, those things which he saith shall come to pass. Now, I believe that my words come to pass. And you need to believe your words come to pass, and you'll quit saying dumb things. And you'll quit saying things that are against you. believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, when I was studying this and learning it, here's what the Lord said to me. Inconsistency lies the power. In the consistency of speaking right words, getting your words under control where they agree with what you desire in your heart and with what the Word says. I mean, just think about what Satan's got going where cursing's concerned. Cursing. You know, the world outside of God, they curse. I mean, people curse. They curse their kids. They curse themselves. They curse their car. They curse their boss. They curse their husband. They curse their wives. Guess what they're living under? Curse. We're not like the world. We don't say those things. No, we speak words. We understand from this scripture that what we say is coming to pass. We understand that our words are important to our life and to our walk with God. We believe that those things, inconsistency lies the power now, which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now think about curse words, damning things, sending things to hell, other abominable stuff. Can't you see that Satan's in that? You might curse and think, well, everybody else does that. That's just a way of talking. No, you're digging your own grave with it. And Satan's getting victory over you. So speak word. What are we to do? We should be speaking love words. Love words, words of love. We should be lovely. What should we do when we would like to cuss? Pray. Say, Lord, thank you. This gives you a good feeling. When somebody does something and you want to just say something ugly and you say, Lord, I bless him. Bless that man, Lord. He didn't mean that. I forgive him. See what power we got? We can forgive. We can forgive and we can ask the Lord to forgive that person. Yes. Glory to God. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, Jesus said, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. Now, here's how you get prayers answered. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, that word receive in the Greek is take. So here's what Jesus said. What things soever, what things, that's everything, big, little. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe and take them and you shall have them. If you look up the Greek, that's exactly what receive means, to take. So we take it when we pray. If we pray for something, let's just say we're praying for healing. If we ask the Lord to heal us, I lay hands on myself and I command my body to be healed. I take my healing. If I don't take my healing, I haven't gotten where I need to be. So I take my healing when I pray. Not when I feel better, not later, not when the doctor says I'm healed, but I take my healing when I pray. And that's the way you do with whatever you're believing God for, where it's something material, a house, a car, the perfect husband, take it when you pray. The perfect wife, take it when you pray. Those of you that aren't married, believe God for just the right one at just the right time. Thank you, Lord, I believe for my perfect mate. The one you've got for me, that's the one I want. Hallelujah. Let me know when he comes along. Hallelujah. And you shall have them. And listen to this. When you stand praying, Jesus said, forgive. If you have aught against any. If you have anything against anybody, when you're praying, forgive if you want an answer. Actually, you and I, we should be grown up enough to forgive that quick. The moment that strife tries to come to us or somebody does us wrong, we ought not, it ought not take us 2 or 3 days to forgive them. They just say, Lord, I forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I forgive him. I forgive her. What did you do? You shut the door to strife that stops faith. Amen. So you know, this is a way to live all the time. And besides that, when you forgive, you go free. Amen. When you don't forgive, you're the one that's hurting. Glory to God. So we're quick to forgive. There's people in your past that maybe your parents or somebody mistreated you, and every once in a while you think about that rascal and you want to cuss. Forgive them. Before that happens, just forgive them. Just later on today, even if you thought of something, well, say, Lord, I'm letting that go. I'm forgiving that person. I forgive that person. I don't hold anything to his or her account. And I'm asking you to forgive them. What happened? You go free. Glory to God. Your prayers will begin to get answered. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I say. Now he's saying something. Look at that. Look there. Say, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. Jesus is saying something to me here. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That's the key to prayer. Answer prayer.
My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. The word translated strength in this scripture means God's miracle working power. Just think about that. When your human strength ends, God has promised his miraculous power will bring you through. In Acts 14, you can see that the Apostle Paul was powerless, but the disciples gathered around him and prayed, and the Lord raised him up. So if you're facing a crisis, if you're sick, if your finances are out of control, if you've done all you know to do, then rejoice, for when human strength ends, the power of God excels. God's grace is sufficient for you.
We've all seen programs where an evil mastermind tries to take over the world, but that's not the way our God works his plan. His good plan is for your success. When you know how you fit into his plan and make the quality decision to be there, you can live to your full potential.
God's Master Plan for Your Life, a book by Gloria Copeland, will help you discover how the Master Creator created you as his masterpiece and gave you a specific role to fulfill while on this earth. Also, Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore candidly share key insights in Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success. In this CD or DVD series, they expound on how God's grace prepares you for and places you in your part of his great plan. They share key scriptures as well as life examples of how you are graced for your place.
Knowing who you were made to be and how you fit into his plan will bring you satisfaction and fulfillment. You can thrive and flourish in God's master plan for your life.
Know who you are in Christ and where you fit into God's master plan. Order God's Good Plan package at a special price of only $29.95 and save over 30%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call or write to us today. Thrive and flourish in God's master plan. Live your life to its full potential and receive God's grace to carry out his plan for you. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
All this week, we have been hearing that God has a good plan for our lives. Now, how do we find that plan? Let me tell you, it starts with getting to know the plan maker. That's Jesus. And it begins with you making him the Lord of your life. And if you've never done that, if you've never been born again, then I want you to pray with me right now. Just say the simple prayer after me. Say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth. Jesus is my Lord. He lived for me. He died for me. And he rose again for me. And he is my Lord now and forever. And I thank you for filling me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, then you're born again. According to the Word of God, you are born again. All of heaven rejoices with you. Everybody here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries rejoices with you. And because of that, we want to send you this free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria. It's a book called He Did It All For You. And along with that, there are two brochures to help you get into the Word, find out how to study your Bible. And if you want this, all you need to do is request your free salvation package on kcm.org. Praise God. Now listen, this year, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast celebrates 35 years. It first aired in May of 1979. And since then, it has done nothing but minister the gospel through the medium of television all over the world. And that's what the Believer's Voice of Victory is doing today, right now, on more than 450 TV stations all over the world. And man, we give God all the glory for that. And we thank you, partners, for helping us in this thing. Thank you for helping us share the life-changing message of the Lord Jesus Christ. It has made a difference in your life and mine and in the lives of people all over the world. Now listen, we invite you to join us on this broadcast again tomorrow. Tomorrow, as Brother Copeland talks about God's success plan. You know, we need to learn how to get ahead and do it God's way, not the world's way, not the sometimes the easy way. Do it God's way. And His yoke is easy and His burden is light. You want to be a part of this broadcast tomorrow. Don't miss it. Thanks so much for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you and we love you. And as always, Jesus is Lord.
Learn who you are in Christ and how to begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. Receive His love and experience the good life God has for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org. Continue to grow in God's Word with this week's Believer's Voice of Victory, available at kcm.org for purchase, streaming, or download. Let God's grace abound toward you and live in the blessing. This is your year of victory. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Bill Winston for a week-long conference that will change your life. Receive God's Word, His wisdom, and His plan to live a strong, healthy, blessed life. Bring your family and friends. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, exciting youth services for teens, and Super Kid Academy for children. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning. Then join Gloria Copeland for a powerful healing service on Saturday morning. Celebrate the 4th of July with us as we honor God for His goodness and celebrate our nation's birthday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest.